Women all over the world, get ready for inspiring and empowering interviews from women at the top of their field who are kicking butt in their business and who are prepared to share shocking revelations from being in the limelight. You are now listening to Today's Leading Women with Marie Grace Berg.
Are you a podcaster or would-be podcaster? Want to know how to shortcut the publishing process and reduce the gazillion steps you have to do before you can actually publish your episode? I'm talking about tagging, then uploading to your hosting provider, then writing your show notes, all using several different software. What if there was a way to do everything in one place? Well, there is. Introducing PrestoPod. PrestoPod is a content management system that helps me plan, organize, and publish every episode in minutes. Here's how I use PrestoPod. After Auphonic spits out the MP3 file of my interviews, I log into my PrestoPod account, select my MP3 file, and hit publish. PrestoPod adds ID3 tags and pushes everything to Libsyn and WordPress in minutes. That's it. Easy as 1, 2, 3. Discover how easy it is to publish your podcast by going to www.mariegraceberg.com/prestopod. Again, that's www.mariegraceberg.com/prestopod. Women of the world, Marie Grace Berg here, and welcome to the Today's Leading Women Show, where real stories, real inspiration, and real takeaways are shared by women for women. Today's featured guest is Devoni Garvey. Devoni Garvey is a digital entrepreneur from Ocho Rios, Jamaica. Her passion for the written word and helping people led her into entrepreneurship. She runs her own copywriting agency as well as a blog, The Femme Agenda, dedicated to helping aspiring and current female entrepreneurs build their own digital empires as well as provide inspiration, motivation, tips, and tricks for growth and stability. The coolest thing, however, is that Devoni is just 80 years old and she's been doing this for quite some time. She loves sharing her story to help other women and men looking for inspiration and motivation to get started on their own entrepreneurship journeys. Again, to learn more about Devoni, visit www.thefemagenda.com. Again, that's www.thefemagenda.com. Devoni, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Marie. I'm so happy to be here.
I am delighted to have you on the show, and I'm sure our listeners are as well. So, Devoni, let's take our listeners to your journey as an entrepreneur, touching upon the defining moments, the challenges, the successes, and of course, what's next in your business. So, let's start with you sharing us your unique story from where you were when you started your business to where you are right now.
Okay. So, I started the Femme Agenda in March of this year, but it was really in the pipeline from about January 2015, because in January 2015, that's when I started making money online as a freelance writer. And during that time, I was in college doing something I didn't really like, and I almost gave up my passion for writing because a lot of people told me that I couldn't make a living off it and I wasn't really good at it. So having my first successful job as a freelance writer, that was a huge win for me. And since writing was a hobby from when I was like 10 years old, it was something that it really gave me a whole new outlook on life, because here I was earning from something that was my passion. And in the same time that I started earning from this, I realized that a lot of people that I was going to school with in college, they were so lost. Like, they didn't know what they wanted to do with their lives. They didn't enjoy the classes that they were taking, and after they left college, they're going to have this huge student debt to pay off, and they weren't even sure if they were going to get jobs. But I think the biggest defining moment that led me to create the Femme Agenda, apart from learning how to make money online for myself, was when this young lady told me that her aspiration in life was to just date a wealthy man so she could leech off him. And that made me really think about helping women to find a way to actually find their own success and pursue their own dreams. Because what I realized that a lot of young women, they probably have some passion and ambition, but it's like they feel like they can't use them to make money. And I knew that they could because I was doing it. And for one thing, I knew I was making a lot more money online. I mean, I was even using the money that I was earning online to pay my college tuition. So I'm like, hey, I could start a blog to help girls and women in general, really, to find their passion. So that's what I did.
What a beautiful story. And I am sure a lot of our young listeners are really inspired by your story because you are really the epitome of someone who is able to make money from their passion. So for example, with you, writing. I mean, you are one of the lucky people out there who loves writing, but is also able to monetize it, because that's the beauty of it. If you have a passion, you know, that to you is just a hobby, but at the same time able know how to monetize that, that is the magic. That is that's a secret. I mean, what can be better than that, than marrying your passion and making a living out of it? So what a beautiful story. I love hearing this stuff. So, but first, let us bust some myths. I know you probably have heard a lot of misconceptions that people have about being in this kind of business, especially with you at such a young age. You were able, and in college, going to school. I'm sure a lot of people out there are wondering, okay, well, going in business, I mean, it's hard to be in business. I mean, okay, maybe I don't even know what my passions are, and how can I monetize if I don't even know what my passions are? Things like that. So I'd love for you to share with us some of the things or some of the misconceptions that you hear people have about this business.
Well, when it comes to blogging and making money online in general, writing, I think that one of the biggest misconceptions that I've heard is that you have to be a certain age to start making a difference, because several people tried to tell me that, are you sure this is what you want to be doing? Don't you think you're too young to be doing this? But I've realized that I'm 18 and it can be hard to be taken seriously in the business world at this age, but it's really your skills that make the difference and not necessarily your age. And it goes for both ends. It doesn't matter how young you are and it doesn't matter how old you are. And another thing is that you don't have to wait until the right time, because the right time will never come. If you just sit and wait until, I don't know, some divine revelation of how to change your life, it's never going to happen. So that's one thing that I did, because when I started my blog, I wasn't exactly sure how I was going to do it, but I ended up getting two internships as a blogger. One of them was with UNICEF and another was with a conglomerate here in Jamaica. And through the experience I gained, I was able to start a blog like right after I got that experience. So I didn't necessarily wait until the right time. I just jumped in. It wasn't like I took a bunch of courses on blogging. And the next thing is that another thing is that blogging isn't really a get-rich-quick scheme like what everybody thinks. Like, it really takes legwork and a lot of hard work. But that's with everything when it comes to making money online or any job at all. You have to put in the effort. But I think that's a myth that people have, that they think once you're working online, that everything is just going to start happening so quickly and it's the ultimate way to riches. But it really takes a lot of hard work. Another thing about blogging is that you have to go out and find your readers and subscribers. They won't come to you. So you have to put in work in getting noticed and getting your blog out there. And another thing that I hear a lot of people think, or a lot of people say, is that you can't make a proper income from blogging. But like I said before, it's really all about how much effort you put in and working smart and not necessarily hard.
I love those myths that you've shared. I certainly have those misconceptions myself, but I'm glad that you busted them out, because those are really self-limiting beliefs that we all have, especially in the blogging world. I mean, a lot of people are seduced to this notion that, okay, if I blog, I will make money right away. I mean, that it's just a get rich quick, for example. No, I mean, as in life in general, as in anything that you do, it takes time. It takes hard work, it takes effort, time, energy, resources to create a result from what it is that you're doing. So don't go into this one thinking that, okay, tomorrow I will, or yesterday I will become rich. No, come in from a place of knowing that, okay, this is a long-term thing, that I have to put in the time, the resources, the energy that's needed to make this one success. So great. All right, so now we busted the myths. Let us now outline for our listeners the steps that you took. So, okay, so you, a few years ago, I mean, a year ago, you got this blog, The Femme Agenda. I'd love for us to walk our listeners through, because a lot of our listeners are aspiring entrepreneurs. They are here listening to you, trying to get some inspiration, trying to get some, like, push, some tips or strategies that they can apply so that they can finally able to monetize that passion, or they can finally follow that dream. So let's walk them through the steps that you took. So, for example, before you got into blogging to where you are today, what were those steps? And if you can put them in like 5 to 7 steps that people can really follow to the T, so that if they see you, and I mean, if they will say to themselves, okay, Devone did this. She was able to go from here to here where she is right now. I can do this one too. So let's share that one with them. Share with us the steps that you took from point A to point B. B meaning where you are today.
Okay. So first of all, I gained experience. And the way I gained experience was because I had two internships as a blogger. But you don't necessarily have to go out and get internships at companies. You can get any kind of blogging writing experience just by searching online. And I'm pretty sure they've got a lot of guides online how to gain, or the keys to writing like a blogger, because there are different kinds of writing, and blog writing is kind of different from how you'd write a regular expository article or something like that. And then after that, I came up with a name that encompassed exactly what I wanted. I researched my target market, and then I figured out where I could find them on the internet, since I would be doing this primarily on the internet. And then I came up with what their pain points are, what bothers them. And then I wrote a plan of how to get my blog out in front of them, like what social media channels I would use, etc. Mm-hmm. And then the third step that I took would be putting the whole visual aspect of the blog together. So I came up with a theme for my blog. I hired a designer to make the logo and all the graphics. And then I started putting the content that I know would appeal to my target market. You know, making sure that the posts weren't too long and they weren't too short. They were on topics that would interest them. And one of the things is that consistency is key in blogging. So I had to come up with a content schedule of when I would post and what I would post. And then I even went as far as researching when would be the right time to post on my blog for social media. And I was the one who designed and developed my blog using WordPress, but you can hire a designer to do that. And setting up the mailing list and all of that stuff, designing the emails. And then the fourth thing that I did after I had the blog up was I joined a bunch of Facebook groups, and then I researched other bloggers in my niche, and then I started making as much connections as I could. But I wasn't connecting just to promote my blog, but I was connecting with the intention of adding value, because when it comes to blogging, it's really genuine relationships that are the most profitable. So what I did is I'd make friends, and in turn, those friends would help to build my network and get visibility for my blog. And the fifth thing that I did was, using those same Facebook groups that I joined, I shared my expertise a lot. So it would help to position me as a thought leader in the category that I was aiming for, which is online entrepreneurship. So I would give people in these groups tips on content writing online, breaking into the freelance market for free. And in turn, not all the time, but sometimes they'd be like, hey, she knows what she's talking about. Let me go and check her out. And then when they went on my profile, they'd see the Femme Agenda and they'd be tempted to go and click it. So by providing value, I was putting myself in the good person light. So people were more inclined to check out what I was doing because I knew what I was talking about. And then the last step in all of this is actually patience, because you have to give it time. Like I actually started the Femme Agenda March of this year, but like I said, it was a long time coming, and it's really patience that ensures your success. Consistent action and perseverance makes it all happen. And there was a lot of legwork involved, like long nights, all that stuff, but through having a clear plan, I'm able to get to where I am today. So those are my six steps starting off.
That is literally your blueprint for success. So you are listeners, if you are really taking notes, I was taking copious notes, and I'll make sure to have those on the show notes as well. But that's literally, I mean, Devoni has just given us the blueprint that you can follow, that you can model if you want to break into the blogging world, for example. And if you're passionate, so let's say you have a passion like what Devoni has, she has a passion for writing. This is the blueprint that you can follow to be able to monetize that passion. So, and like what she said about getting the experience, it doesn't have to be going to for an internship or for companies or like that, but you can find all of this information online if you do your own diligent research, and also going through other people's blogs, for example, going through your local chamber of commerce, for example. A lot of the local chamber of commerce offer free help, information on how to set up your business online, things like that. I really love the steps that you took, because that's exactly what I've done to put myself into to get my online presence. And I really love what you said about really taking the time to research your target market. And not only that, knowing where they are, where they are hanging out, because once you know where they are hanging out, it's so easy to put your message in front of them. I mean, you just shortcut that piece by knowing where they are hanging out. All right, so great tips there. Thank you for sharing those. I'll make sure to have this on the show notes. But for those listeners out there who are, okay, they got this blueprint, they are so excited to take action, to follow through, to start this. But then they are wondering, okay, so today, what can I do today? What would be the one thing that they can do? I mean, out of all this blueprint, these steps that you've shared with them, what would be the first step after listening to this podcast today? What would be the one thing that they can do to move them closer to the steps, to accomplishing the steps that you just shared with them?
Well, one thing that you can do today is really just to find something that you're passionate about, and make sure it's something that you won't have a problem writing, speaking, or advising others about. Something that you know a lot and you're experienced about, so you're able to talk to other people well about it. Because that's why the Femme Agenda is all about using the internet to make money, because that's what I do, so I know it really well. But I wouldn't have been able to start, for example, a fashion blog. I mean, I like fashion, but it's not my passion as much as online entrepreneurship is. So find something that you're really passionate about, and something that you can write about, speak about, and advise others about, And then make that passion a topic for your blog and start blogging. Like, it's as simple as that. It doesn't really matter if you have everything in order, because with my blog, when I first started out in March, it didn't look like what it looks like today. I actually had to have a session with a business coach who helped me to rebrand my blog. But I was still getting a lot of positive feedback in the beginning, because even though it wasn't as clear as and concise as it is now, I was still doing it and I was still getting noticed for it. So it doesn't really matter what it's like when you start, you just need to get started. And then afterwards, everything will fall into place. You can change your logo if you want. You can change how your blog looks. You can take it in a different direction. But you need to have something to start with initially. So start writing about your passion. Mm. Because it's your passion that's going to keep you going. Because it's going to get tough.
That is crucial. So it's just to get started. So don't be hung up with all the other parts. The first thing you have to do is to find that passion that I really love what you said about really honing on that passion that you will love to write about, or that you will love working 24/7 about it, talking about it, because that's really important. And then nowadays with the tech stuff, I mean, there's a lot of WordPress themes that you can use that you don't have to break the bank for it. And you can always iterate afterwards. So don't be hung up with that you have to, you know, you have to hire an expensive designer or a web guy or like that. You can always do that one later on. So start with something. The most important thing is that you start with something that will move you closer to that dream that you have. So awesome. Okay, so thank you for those golden nuggets. They now have that blueprint. So let's talk about you and what's exciting for you. I'd love for you to share with our listeners some of the things that you're working on. And I'd love for you, if you have a program or if you have something that you want to give out our listeners, let us know what's the name of for that program. Who is it for? What do they get with it? And of course, what results they'll expect? And finally, where they can learn more about it.
Okay, so like I said earlier, we've recently just rebranded. I just rebranded the Femme Agenda. So there was like a breaking transmission for about a month. But what we've got right now is two things. Just by going to the FemmeAgenda.com, and that's www.FEMMEAGENDA.com, there's this big pink banner that if the question on it is, do you have what it takes to make money online? And once you click that, you'll be taken to a quiz which will help you figure out the best way for you to make money online using your personality and the skills that you have right now. And then after you've got your answer, all you have to do is sign up to our mailing list, and then you'll be able to get information on that specific path that's chosen for you to make money online. And we've also got a free resources tab on our page, which you can access by going to the femmeagenda.com/resources, where you'll get goal setting printables, you'll get a free ebook on training your thoughts for success, and a bunch of other stuff that you love. And we've actually got some really great stuff in the pipeline for all our subscribers. So you really, really want to be on that list, because like I said, we just rebranded. So we're about to kick a ton of things into high gear. And basically, the Femme Agenda is for any woman looking to take full control of her life by starting her own online business. So we provide resources, tips, tricks, and how-tos on just about everything you'll need to make your online business a success. So we've got marketing advice, WordPress plugin help, we've got work-life balance tips, life hacks, you know, how to be more productive, all of that stuff. So it's basically a complete resource for women who want to be their own online CEOs, you know?
Yes. All right. So if you want to learn all of this that Devone has just shared with us, I'd love for you to go to the website, thefemmeagenda.com. That's FEMMEagenda.com. Highly encourage you to sign up for the quiz and also to sign up so that on their mailing list that you won't be, you won't miss any of this good stuff that Devoni and her company is giving us. Tips about entrepreneurship, lifestyle, motivation, life hacks, finance, anything that you need to know to get your business up and running online, or how to make, how to create a business online that would, that will be a source of income for you that can, you can make a living off. This is where you can get those information. So I really encourage you to go to now thefemagenda.com, take up the quiz so that you know what kind of online business that suits you best. Plus, of course, get the resources that they have, get into their mailing list so that you can be notified of what they're putting out there. And let's all learn about how to make a living doing what we love, because that's what really counts. Doing what we love at the same time making money, it's a win, not only for yourself, but for your clients, but for our world that we live in. I truly believe that when we are able to do that, the world benefits as well. So it's a triple win when we do that, when we are able to follow our passion, when we are able to monetize that passion, when we are able to do this, not just making money, but at the same time, giving something back through our community, through the world that we live in. We make this world a better place. So really encourage you to learn and continue to connect with Devoni through the website The Femme Agenda. So that way she can help you get your passion, get that what it is that you want to put out there and make a living out of it. So you can not only help yourselves, but like what I said, that triple win, that's helping yourself, helping others, and helping our community. So again, that link is thefemagenda.com. Any parting words, Devoni, before we sign off?
Well, my parting words would be that I really love this quote by Confucius, and it doesn't matter how slow you go so long as you do not stop. And my parting words for the Today's Leading Woman audience would be that even though right now it might not seem like you can really live the life of your dreams, all that really matters is putting in consistent action and doing a little bit each day to make it happen. Nothing happens overnight, but once you're determined to make it a reality, you put in the work and you do something, do at least one thing every day that you think will bring you closer to your dream, and it'll actually happen.
Do at least one thing every day that makes you closer, that gets you closer to your dream. That is going to be a reflection for you for today. So let's reflect on that phrase that Devoni, wisdom that Devoni just shared with us. So Devoni, thank you. Thank you for being so generous in sharing your time, your inspiring story, your expertise, especially for being a role model to the millennials, the young people, and to the old generations as well, for bringing that positive energy with us today. I really appreciate you. Women of the world, including me, wish you more success in your business and in your life as well.
Thank you, Marie, and the same to you and all your listeners.
Are you a podcaster or would-be podcaster? Want to know how to shortcut the publishing process and reduce the gazillion steps you have to do before you can actually publish your episode? I'm talking about tagging, then uploading to your hosting provider, then writing your show notes, all using several different software. What if there was a way to do everything in one place? Well, there is. Introducing PrestoPod. PrestoPod is a content management system that helps me plan, organize, and publish every episode in minutes. Here's how I use PrestoPod. After Auphonic spits out the MP3 file of my interviews, I log into my PrestoPod account, select my MP3 file, and hit publish. PrestoPod adds ID3 tags and pushes everything to Libsyn and WordPress in minutes. That's it. Easy as 1, 2, 3. Discover how easy it is to publish your podcast by going to www.mariegraceberg.com/prestopod. Again, that's www.mariegraceberg.com/prestopod.
Inspired and empowered to make it happen? Then take the next step and go get your free guide to the top 10 resources that today's leading women use to stay at the top of their game, plus Marie's favorite today. Visit todaysleadingwomen.com/guide for your free download, and we'll see you on the next episode of Today's Leading Women with Marie Grace Berg.